Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So much to get to today. Hearings going on in both the House Judiciary Committee with Jim Jordan and with James Comer. A lot of it related to the Hunter Biden laptop, the FBI's relationship with big tech companies in the lead up to the 2020 election. A lot of information is coming out. It's very powerful. We're going to update you throughout the course of the show today on everything that's been going on. I know on everybody's mind, was last night's State of the Union address. To me, the star last night was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She was a rock star. You know, being a mom of three young kids taught me not to believe every story I hear. So forgive me for not believing much of anything I heard tonight from President Biden, from out of control inflation and violent crime to the dangerous border crisis, the threat from China. Biden and the Democrats have failed you. They know it, and you know it, and it's time for a change. That was a powerful start, and that was really only the beginning. And she said, let us reaffirm our commitment to a timeless American idea that government exists not to rule the people, but to serve the people. And Democrats want to rule us with more government control, but that is not who we are. America is the greatest country the world has ever known because we are the freest country the world has ever known, with people that are strong and that are resilient. She went on later in the speech to go on and say, I'm the first woman to lead my state. He's the first man to surrender his presidency to a woke mob that can't even tell you what a woman is. Wow. In the radical left's America, Washington taxes you and your lights your hard-earned money on fire, but you get crushed with high gas prices, empty grocery shelves, and our children are taught to hate one another on account of their race, but not to love one another and love our great country. And whether Joe Biden believes this madness or is simply too weak to resist it, his administration has been completely hijacked by the radical left. The dividing line in America is no longer left or right, or left between left and right. The choice is between normal and crazy. You know, Newt Gingrich has been saying this for some time, that we're dealing, this is not a liberal Democrat of old. This is not that party anymore. That party is long gone. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat. They don't exist in any way, shape, manner, or form. And then she went on to say, President Biden inherited the fastest economic recovery on record, the most secure border in history, cheap, abundant, homegrown energy, fast rising wages, a rebuilt military in a world that was stable and at peace. But over the last 2 years, Democrats have destroyed it all. And despite Democrats' trillions in reckless spending and mountains of debt, we now have the worst border crisis in American history. And she said, as a mom, my heart breaks for every parent who has lost a son or a daughter to addiction. 100,000 Americans a year are killed from drug overdoses, largely from fentanyl pouring in across our southern border. By the way, most of which is coming from China. Yet the Biden administration refuses to secure the border and save American lives. And after years, the Democratic attacks on law enforcement and calls to defund the police, violent criminals are now roaming free, while law-abiding families are living in fear. And beyond our border, from Afghanistan to Ukraine and North Korea to Iran, President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk. The president's refusal to stand up to China, our most formidable adversary, is dangerous and it is unacceptable. President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, defend our people. He is unfit to serve as commander in chief. Want to know who the star was last night? By far, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And by the way, remember this speech as she goes from being governor into the public limelight. Let's see where this career ends up. I would not be at all surprised if she's running for president some years down the line in any way, shape, manner, or form. Now, we went over a lot of this yesterday. You know, Maris poll, nearly two-thirds of the American people rate the State of the Union as not strong. That means weak. If it's not strong, you're weak. You know, ABC Washington Post poll, 62% of Americans say Biden has not achieved much during his first 2 years in office. You have by more than 3-1 Americans saying the state of the nation now is, quote, weak as opposed to strong. That's 3-1. You know, if you go back to October, when you asked Democrats, do you want Joe Biden to seek a second term? 52% said yes. Now they're saying don't. Now only 37%. You know, in the State of the Union poll, Americans say Biden has not accomplished much, and he hasn't. On every single solitary measure that we have, if you look at what he inherited, the inflation number, the consumer price index by which we measure inflation, 1.4%. It's averaged, you know, a 40-year record high since he's been president. If you look at GDP growth, what he inherited versus what it is now and what it's been, it is dramatically lower. Interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, he inherited interest rates at 2.7%. Last week, they were at 7%, hovering around 7%. You know, if you look at our trade deficit, it's gone off by nearly 40%, and it's become the largest trade deficit we've ever had, $948 billion. Wage gains have not outpaced inflation since Biden has taken office. The average American household is paying, what, $10,000 a year because of Biden's economic plan and energy plans that has resulted in the Biden inflation tax that nobody talks about. Biden lied repeatedly last night. I'm never going to raise taxes on people making under $400,000 a year. As of January 1st, he put massive new taxes, billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars of new taxes on oil, gas and coal. Now he's taxing people's retirement and their pensions. Then $250 billion in new taxes, and he called for more last night, but as of January 1st on corporations, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because corporations don't pay taxes, Joe. You know, he just ignores our wide-open borders and the cost and the impact it's having on the American people. Over 5 million when you include the gotaways that they estimate to be 1.2 million. Over 5 million people entering this country illegally. They caught 100 people alone last year on the terrorist watch list. We have no idea how many people in the last 2 years that might be on that list that could have gotten through. If you look at how much fentanyl was seized at the border in January of 2021 when he became president, it was still high, 945 pounds. Now, in December of 2022, well, now it's 4,471.65 pounds, a 373% increase. You just can't make up these statistics. You know, if you look at, you know, retail gas, it's back up since he stopped depleting the strategic petroleum reserves. I mean, there's no good news here. And then you can start with Joe Biden and all the lies that he told last night, because he told a lot of whoppers. There's a great New York Post headline or front cover that says, Miss State of the Union, Biden tells so many fibs during the speech, we can't even count them. In other words, how much he lied going through all of this last night, you know, and they called him Pinocchio Joe, which, you know, basically is pretty accurate. His claim that Republicans want Medicare, Social Security to sunset. No, that was a lie. We'll play that in the course of the program today. We also found a tape, my Cracker Jack staff here, of Joe Biden wanting to freeze Social Security and Medicare, and how many times he brags about trying to do such. When he claimed that they created 12 million new jobs, that's not true either. No jobs were created after the vaccine was developed and COVID lockdowns were lifted. Businesses went back to work and rehired those who were laid off. Those are not 12 million new jobs. Him claiming that inflation has been a global problem because of the pandemic that disrupted supply chains and Putin's war. Here's the problem. Yeah, but it was particularly bad here because of massive government spending and his ridiculous energy policies. You know, his claim that the Inflation Reduction Act is the most significant investment ever to tackle the climate crisis. I could just go on and on. Just this one article alone would take pretty much the remainder of the show. And by the way, cashiers at burger joints, you know, McDonald's, et cetera, they're not forced to sign non-compete clauses. And by the way, do you think they'd actually enforce them? And how much money it would cost McDonald's or Burger King if somebody decided to leave one of those places of work? Now, I have a non-compete in my contract because what I do is unique and special for my radio partners and my television partners. Okay, a little different than if you decide maybe I can make $2 more an hour if I move to this fast food place over that fast food place. Two-thirds of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. The average American household is paying $10,000 in Biden inflation tax. Gas prices are up 46%. Real wage growth is down. Heating and electric bills now at a 25-year high. Credit card debt is at an all-time record, a 15% jump in the third quarter. That's the highest in over two decades. America's trade deficit, the highest on record. GDP growth is down. Mortgage rates last week were at about 7% for a 30-year fixed. When he took office, it was only 2.7%. Americans are now paying more taxes than ever, including those making under $40,000 a year. He lied repeatedly about not taxing people. But again, new taxes on oil, gas, coal, new taxes on people's pensions, retirements, new taxes on corporations. Yeah, everybody making under $400,000 a year will be paying all of that. And the question remains, and I told you yesterday to ask yourself this question during the State of the Union. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Are you better off financially? Is the country more safe and secure? Are we better off with national security? I don't think so. Because most people, you know, are dying. And by the way, if the Chinese balloon thing taught us one thing, is Joe Biden is not willing or able to protect us when it matters most. Why did they hide it from we, the American people, for what, 4 or 5 days? Why didn't they take this thing out of the sky as it was about to go into airspace over Alaska? They said they saw the whole thing happening and unfolding in real time. You know, but yet it flies from Alaska down the west coast of Canada into Idaho, from Idaho over Montana, over our ICBM missile silos, then down to Missouri and Kansas and Kentucky and then the Carolinas. And they did nothing. And they told us nothing. You know, China's and Joe Biden said, oh, they're not really a threat over China. They're not a threat. Well, what if there were bioweapons in there? Well, what if in the future, maybe this was a test run or an EMP attack? China's never posed more of a threat to the U.S. and the world than they do now. And what did Biden do? Has he confronted China? Has he gotten on the phone with President Xi? Has he ever brought up COVID and what they did to the world knowingly because they had their own travel ban? They wouldn't let people in Wuhan go into Wuhan province. They wouldn't let people outside of Wuhan fly in there, and like, people couldn't fly out of there unless they flew to another country. You ever confront him about the fighter jets flying over our ally Taiwan's airspace? Did he ever confront him? You know, why does Joe want to sell oil from our depleted strategic petroleum reserves to the communist Chinese. Joe Everett challenged China on their slave labor, the oppression of the Uyghur minority groups. You know, how much money? I want to know how much money in business the Biden family has done with China. Millions, tens of millions, billions. When is it going to be disclosed to we, the American people, so we can make a decision of whether or not he's compromised or not compromised?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, we got great tape of Joe Biden. Let's listen to Joe Biden on Social Security because that became a big issue last night. We'll do a lot more on this as the show unfolds. But this is what we found. Joe Biden, 1995.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Linda, did I just hear Joe Biden talking about trying to cut Social Security and freeze it and Medicare and Medicaid? Did I hear that? I'm sure my ears deceived me, right? You're not listening. Anyway, her microphone's off. Anyway, by the way, Gallup has a poll. 50% of Americans now say their finances are worse off than only a year ago. The poor ladies at The View are so upset. Republicans disrespected last night. They were despicable. Okay. You know, this guy, these policies by every measure have failed this country. You know, he won't even negotiate. He said Republicans are holding our economy hostage. It's Joe Biden that said that he wouldn't negotiate with Kevin McCarthy. But in 2011, he excoriated those people that said it's my way or the highway, which is now his position as president. And then they negotiated a deal to raise the debt ceiling. And that resulted in the Deficit Reduction Act, which resulted in sequestration, which resulted in less spending, which means that it actually worked. So we need all 222 Republicans to unite behind a plan, and then they can get then they'll raise the debt ceiling, and the full faith and credit of the United States government won't be put in jeopardy. One question in these hearings with Comer, and I'll get into this when we get back, these hearings with Comer and Jordan are going to bear a lot of fruit, not the least of which is how much business did Joe Biden do with China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and all of these countries? We need to know whether our president's compromised or not.
Show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls coming up later. All things Simple Man Bill O'Reilly today, Tom Cotton today. I got so much to get to. We got these hearings going on. We have reaction to the State of the Union. Let me first tell you about Lone Star Transfer. If you have a timeshare, this is the only company I trust. They're the best at this. You know what's happening if you own the timeshare. Most clients, you know, you're shocked to find out that your timeshare is rarely available because they now have opened them up to the public. People are upset. Their yearly dues now have been doubling year after year after year, again this year. Now, for well over a decade, LoneStarTransfer.com, a family-run company, wonderful people. They have helped thousands and thousands of people legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They have over 900 five-star testimonials. Their clients know Lone Star Transfer is the best and the only company to trust. And their promise at Lone Star Transfer is they guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Anyway, you can give them a call right now. They'll give you a no-obligation consultation. 833-594-0075, 833-594-0075, or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. By the way, we just found out some new information. I saw this on FoxNews.com. Joe Biden bragged last night that he stood up to China. Oh, really? He didn't stood up to China on anything. And, you know, it's just frustrating. Seeing a weak American president just drives me nuts. Seeing a lying and weak president, you know, makes me even crazier. Anyway, Biden said, before I came into office, the story about how the People's Republic of China was increasing in power and America was falling in the world, not anymore. Today, we're in the strongest position in decades to compete with China or anyone else in the world. Well, apparently, President Xi was not particularly impressed by Biden's Great American Revival, the way he thinks. The Pentagon, apparently, we now know, sought out a phone call between the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and his Chinese counterpart on Saturday after the U.S. shot down the Chinese spy balloon. That offer was rebuffed. They said, drop dead. No thanks. We're not talking to you. So lines between our militaries are particularly important when there's a moment like this. But they declined the request of Joe Biden's Department of Defense. You want to know why? Because they don't care and they don't fear anything of Joe Biden. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done anything like they did. Well, it happened during Trump three times. Oh, we were able to piece it together years later. But it was not, it was a very short incursion over airspace. And nobody saw it. And we don't have any imaging to show the American people that it actually happened. And no, nobody in the Trump administration had ever heard of any such thing. That's been their excuse. By the way, Trafalgar, 2/3 of likely voters say Biden botched the spy balloon crisis, which is pretty much stating the obvious. Pretty sad on so many fronts. All right, so the one thing I want to say, did anyone else notice but me that as I'm watching Biden, it was a very bizarre speaking style, if you want to call it a style, or, you know, the cadence, the pitch, the delivery. I mean, started out mumbling and bumbling, almost at times, at sometimes incoherent. And by the way, and I hear people saying this is the best you're going to get from him. But that's not particularly a high standard, that he was lucid. He's been practicing this speech, apparently, with milk and cookies for weeks and weeks on end. Then there was the slurring that went on. I mean, who knows what's going on with this guy? Nobody really knows. By the way, Biden repeated last night the lie that his administration would never raise taxes on anybody making under $400,000 a year. But tell that to the men and women across America that work in the food service industry, because I can tell you the last time I checked, there's not a whole lot of waiters and waitresses that make $400,000 a year. And yet the Biden IRS, according to this report, now wants to go after waiters, waitresses, bartenders, and their tip money. From FoxNews.com, the Internal Revenue Service has now proposed a revenue procedure this week to crack down on the service industry's reporting of tips. The service industry tip compliance agreement program would be a voluntary tip reporting system in which the IRS and the service industry companies cooperate, according to the announcement. As part of the proposal, the IRS will give the public until early May to provide feedback on the program. Those 87,000 new IRS agents that you were promised would only target the rich, apparently they're coming after waitresses, waiters, and bartenders, which is for many a big part of their income. And Joe Biden, by the way, promises to finish his hit job on America, as Michael Goodwin put it. Let's finish the job. I'm like, oh, okay. Finish the job? Hasn't he done enough damage at this point? I think the answer is obvious. Biden's state of delusion sets records for dishonesty. I mentioned earlier the New York Post today and their cover, Joe Lyden is the cover. And basically they go through every, he told so many lies last night that nobody can keep up with it. And remember, it's all about big pharma. It's about big oil companies. It's about those evil billionaires that don't pay their fair share of taxes. Let me give you some context to that, because this is a notion that's claimed with regularity and it's not rooted in truth or in reality. Because the White House is claiming, in fact, that in a typical year, billionaires pay an average tax rate of only 8%. Now, how do they get to that number? And if it was 8%, I'd say that's pretty unfair. But to get to that number, what the White House is doing is they are including unsold stock that is owned by the 400 wealthiest families as, quote, income. That is not income unless it is realized. For example, many of you might have owned stock in Facebook, Meta, whatever they're calling that company these days. And let's say 2 years ago, it was worth, and I'm pulling this out of thin air, $200 a share. Now it's worth $50 a share. Well, if they want you to pay a tax on the $200 figure and you don't cash in your stock, it's not realized income. So in other words, they would pay taxes on that stock when they sell that stock based on what the stock price is at that time. But if you take away their phony math that they're using, an independent tax analysis shows the wealthiest Americans pay 22-25% a year in income, not lower than a school teacher or a firefighter that pays less. the rich pay over, top 1% paid over close to 50% of federal income taxes last year. The bottom 50% less than 2%. And I know it's convenient. I know it sounds good. And we're going to take their money and we're going to give it to you. We're going to empower our government. The only problem is rich people, at least the ones I know, are not usually stupid people. And they will find other places to live, other states to live, other countries to live in, if it means that the government is going to come after their money the way they talk about coming after their money. It's unbelievable. Let me move on to something else here while I've got an opportunity. So they've been these hearings going on all day. You've got in the Judiciary Committee, you've got Jim Jordan in his investigation, and a lot of it has to do with the FBI and whether or not it's politicized, and the DOJ and whether or not it's weaponized. And also both committees are looking into the issue of the FBI and possible interference in the 2020 election. Now, you might recall that this guy, Mr. Chan, led a FBI effort to have weekly conversations with big tech companies and remind big tech companies that they were likely going to be targeted prior to the election by outside entities, enemy countries, with disinformation, misinformation in the lead up to the 2020 election. Now, the guy heading up these meetings, Mr. Chan, well, in 2016, he was a guy writing a thesis on how Donald Trump and Russia colluded for Donald Trump to win the 2016 election. I would say that is not a good selection for this important position if you're going to be having weekly conversations with big tech companies if you really believed it was true. You know, and Jim Jordan pointed out you had weekly meetings. He's talking with this guy, the head of Site Integrity, this guy, Joel Roth, about all this. And he said you had weekly meetings with Mr. Chan to the run up to the election. They sent you all kinds of emails. They send documents, you know, in their super secret James Bond teleporter. You get information on, I think you guys wanted to take it down. And I think you guys got played by the FBI. And that's the scary part, because we had 51 former intelligence officials also lie to the American people about the veracity of Hunter Biden's laptop. The great irony and corruption lies in the fact that the FBI had the laptop in their possession since December of 2019. They could have easily authenticated it, and then they would have been able to tell in one of their weekly meetings all these big tech companies, it looks like it's true. They could have actually confirmed it and told the truth so the American people would have an honest assessment of the presidential candidates before the election took place. And he points out 5 days after you guys take down the Hunter Biden story and block the New York Post account, 5 days later, 51 former intel officials send a letter and say the Hunter Biden story had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. Jim Jordan says the information operation was run on you guys, and by extension, it was really run on the American people. Then you switch over to the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, and that's James Comer's committee. And he said, today we're hearing from Twitter executives who buried the New York Post laptop story, claiming it violated the platform's hack materials policy. In reality, Twitter executives were hostile towards conservatives and biased towards anyone who opposed their points of view. For example, Mr. Roth, did you write this tweet? And then he's the head of, you know, Integrity, Site Integrity, former global head of trust and safety on Twitter. Quote, I regret the language that I used in some of my former tweets, but yes, I wrote that. And then the chairman, Jim Comer, says, I'll read the tweet so it's on the record. Yes, the person in the pink hat is clearly a bigger threat to your brand of feminism than actual Nazis in the White House. Mr. Roth, do you still think conservatives are Nazis, or all Nazis? Mr. Roth says, certainly not, sir. What about the hundreds of people that worked in the Trump administration? And then he said, certainly not, sir. Well, it's obvious that he had a bias. Now, if you extrapolate out what it would cost to control a story like the Hunter Biden laptop story, you can't even begin to calculate the amount of money in terms of an in-kind donation that they are giving. And they're not being honest about it. And that's probably the biggest part of it. You know, and as Comer said in his opening statement, the FBI advised senior Twitter executives to question the validity of the Hunter Biden story. We know one of the witnesses, Joel Roth, before us today, participated in an Aspen Institute exercise in September of 2020 on a potential hack and dump operation related to Hunter Biden. So they were being told by the FBI it might be about Hunter. Now, they knew that the Hunter Biden laptop existed. Why were they constantly talking about Hunter? Because then when the laptop that they knew was in the hands of Rudy Giuliani eventually came out before the election, which they probably predicted, likely predicted, then they'd be able to say, see, we told you this was going to happen. This, none of this is true. And Joe Biden assured the American people he'd never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings. But the Post article indicated Joe Biden lied to the American people. And by the way, Hunter implicates his own father in his own messages on the laptop from hell. Anyway, immediately following the story's publication, America witnessed a coordinated campaign by social media companies, mainstream news, and intelligence community to suppress and delegitimize the existence of Hunter Biden's laptop and its contents. Why is this important? Because it's having an impact on the election. Information that was true. It was like an organized effort led up by the FBI itself to convince the American people that it's not true. And the FBI had the laptop, and easily they had 11 months to corroborate what was on the laptop. It's pretty unbelievable. All Jamie Raskin wanted to talk about was unemployment the last 50 years. All AOC wanted to say, we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story. What part is fake, AOC? Tell us. I'd like to hear. Anyway, we're going to play a lot of the hearing coming up as the show unfolds today. We'll get to all that. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Want to remind you about this great new organization called Preborn. If you believe in the sanctity of life, you're going to love this organization. The good news is that you can help save babies' lives. And they're using the science of ultrasound to show mothers to be, in other words, expecting moms, whether it's an unplanned pregnancy, planned pregnancy, whatever it happens to be. But, you know, when you look at the 4D images of ultrasound and you see fingers and toes and facial features, and when you hear the sound of a heartbeat, well, so far, Preborn has been able, through the use of science, to rescue over 200,000 babies. But they only do it because of your generosity. And every penny you give goes directly to the cause. And you can sponsor ultrasounds to hopefully save babies' lives. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby. I'm going to be doing it myself. #250, keyword baby. Or you can go to their secure website at preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean.
Sean Hannity.
I mean, so much here that's happening in these hearings. And it's very, very revealing in terms of what's going on here. Now, Jim Jordan talked to this guy, Joel Roth, about Twitter's collusion with the FBI. And he said, OK, so the FBI didn't tell you that, that it was faked and tell you that it was hacked. Mr. Roth, did the story violate your policies? In my judgment at the time, it did not. And he asked, well, why did you run it? The company made the decision. I mean, all of this just, you know, this is now two, if not three elections in a row, two presidential elections. But Mueller was going on during the 2018 election. So in the first one in 2016, you've got this, you know, you've got the FBI trying to authenticate the Steele dossier. In early October, they fly over to Great Britain, talk to the former MI6 agent, offer him $1 million to corroborate it. He can't corroborate it. And then, in spite of it not being verified, they sign not one, not two, not three, but four FISA applications with the bulk of information being the Hillary Clinton bought and paid for dirty Russian dossier. And they used it to spy on Carter Page and backdoor that through to Donald Trump. And yet nobody gets held accountable. And now they put the finger on the scale in the 2020 election. Anyway, we'll get Bill O'Reilly's take on last night's State of the Union. When we get back, Senator Tom Cotton will check in with us. We'll get to your calls today, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.